This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Grand Junction High School says it will do away with its native-themed mascot, but not the name of its sports teams. Here's CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
After 75 years, Central High School will stay the Warriors, but the school says it will stop using the image of a Native man wearing feathers in his hair. Colorado banned the use of Native imagery for school teams earlier this month. Principal Lance Saldin says students and alumni are divided.
I have gotten, you know, you need to fight this. This is our history. And the other side is, it's about time.
Saldin says the school had actually been mulling this change for years. Central is taking suggestions from the community for a new symbol. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
As several wildfires continue to burn across Colorado, huge sections of public land on the western slope are under stricter fire restrictions today. A ban on campfires and charcoal fires is in effect for the White River National Forest and the Bureau of Land Management's Colorado River Valley Field Office, which covers much of the public lands between Grand Junction and Denver. Garfield and Rio Blanco counties have similar restrictions, and so has the city of Glenwood Springs. The State Department of Transportation is restoring bus service between Denver's Union Station and Estes Park. The service was suspended during the pandemic last year. Buses will make two round trips every Saturday and Sunday from early July through early October. Tickets are $10. This is CPR News.